It was a wet Wednesday for the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals. No game. They get rained out, so they'll make it up on Tuesday, September 16th, as part of a split doubleheader. The makeup game will be played an afternoon contest at 1:05 on that date. The regularly scheduled game will be that evening at 6:45. So now it's a two-game series tonight. The Braves and the Nats in the final game of that set. A.J. Smith-Shawver, who was scheduled to start Wednesday's game for the Braves, pushed back. He'll start tonight. Catch all the action Braves baseball pregame coverage at 5:30 this afternoon on B90. To country. First pitch coming at 6:45. Georgia loses its sixth straight game in the SEC baseball tournament over at Hoover, Alabama. Dogs lose a tight one, Oklahoma and Ipsum 3-2 yesterday. Georgia is still projected a host site for an NCAA regional. Dogs top 10 in the country, top 5 RPI, so they'll be at home. In fact, some projections had Georgia Tech part of the regional in Athens. We'll find out more on Monday when those host sites are announced in the NCAA selection show. One other Georgia baseball note, Wes Johnson, who's done a tremendous job as a Dogs head baseball coach. It's a contract extension through 2031. He was rumored as a candidate that Mississippi State was looking at as a possible successor to take over their baseball program. Georgia Tech, by the way, the number one seed in the ACC tournament. They were the regular season champs. Jackets play their first ACC tournament game this afternoon up in Durham, North Carolina. They'll face the Golden Bears of Cal at 3 p.m. Conference USA tournament in Lynchburg, Virginia. Jacksonville State's first ever game in the baseball Conference USA tournament. They knock off Louisiana Tech 9-7. They'll meet the regular season champs Dallas Baptist tonight in the second round at 7:30. Congratulations to Bremen's Aiden Price. Tremendous senior season for him on the mound and at the plate. He has committed to play his college baseball. His journey will continue at Point University. He'll make it official with a signing ceremony this afternoon at 3 p.m. Former Carrollton and Central wrestler Gabe Swan is committed to continue his wrestling career at Brown University. And we salute 8 senior, 3 sport athletes at Carrollton. Their dedication and discipline in their different sports shows for Amira Johnson, Emily Whipple, Jalen Rooks, Lily Colquitt, Jabari Elder, Aaron Intrican, Annabelle Zaya, and Kendall New. All of them participated in at least 3 athletic programs during the year at Carrollton High School. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports, I'm Mike Paris.